Episode 11, The Epic of Gilgamesh. Long before the myths of Greece or the sagas of the Norse, the people of ancient Mesopotamia told a story that would endure for millennia, the Epic of Gilgamesh. Carved into clay tablets over 4,000 years ago, it is often considered the earliest great work of literature. Yet beyond its age, the tale resonates because it explores questions that remain timeless: friendship, power, loss, and the search for immortality. Gilgamesh, king of Uruk, was no ordinary ruler. According to legend, he was two-thirds divine and one-third human, a figure of unmatched strength and ambition. Yet with his power came arrogance. He oppressed his people, building great walls and monuments, but caring little for the suffering of those who lived beneath his rule. The gods, seeing the cries of the people, decided to create a counterpart who might challenge him. Thus was born Enkidu. Enkidu began life as a wild man, living among animals and untouched by civilization. But through encounters with humans, he was drawn into the world of culture and society. When he eventually confronted Gilgamesh, the two fought fiercely. Yet instead of remaining enemies, they found mutual respect. Out of conflict grew friendship, and together, Gilgamesh and Enkidu became inseparable companions. Their adventures were bold and reckless. Seeking to carve their names into eternity, they journeyed into forbidden lands to slay mighty beasts. They defeated Humbaba, the fearsome guardian of the cedar forest, and slew the bull of heaven, sent by the goddess Ishtar after Gilgamesh spurned her advances. These victories brought them glory, but also provoked the wrath of the gods. For their defiance, the gods decreed that one of them must die, and it was Enkidu who fell ill. Enkidu's death marked a turning point. For the first time, Gilgamesh, the mighty king who feared nothing, confronted the reality of mortality. His grief was overwhelming, his despair unending. Unable to accept his friend's passing, he set out on a quest for immortality, determined to escape the fate that claims all mortals. His journey took him across distant lands and perilous waters, seeking the wisdom of Utnapishtim, the immortal survivor of a great flood, a figure who bears striking resemblance to later biblical Noah. Gilgamesh hoped to learn the secret of eternal life. But Utnapishtim revealed a painful truth: death is woven into the fabric of existence, and no human can escape it. Even when Gilgamesh found a magical plant said to restore youth, it was stolen by a serpent before he could use it. In the end, Gilgamesh returned to Uruk, empty-handed yet transformed. He had not gained immortality, but he had gained perspective. Standing before the great walls of his city, he realized that true legacy lies not in defying death, but in the lives we touch, the civilizations we build, and the stories we leave behind. The epic closes not with conquest, but with wisdom, the recognition that mortality gives meaning to human life. The Epic of Gilgamesh is remarkable not only for its age, but for its humanity. It speaks to the same questions we still wrestle with: what does it mean to live well? How do we face the inevitability of death? What endures after we are gone? In Gilgamesh's friendship with Enkidu, we see the power of human connection. In his grief, we see our own. And in his acceptance, we find a lesson as relevant today as it was 4,000 years ago. For the Mesopotamians, the story also carried echoes of their worldview, a fragile balance between human ambition and divine authority, between civilization's achievements and the inevitability of loss. Yet its themes transcend time and culture, reminding us that the oldest myths often hold the most enduring truths. Gilgamesh may never have found the secret of eternal life, but his story has outlasted empires, surviving in fragments of clay to be retold across the ages. In that sense, he achieved a different kind of immortality, the immortality of memory, myth, and the written word.